RTL Original Podcast.
Hi there and welcome to this slightly delayed Song 2. We're speaking with Poppy, whom we did do an interview with back when she was touring with Bad Omens and putting out the single V.A.N. Currently, she's back in the spotlight and back in the headlines, having done a collab with Knocked Loose on the incredible Suffocate. Go and check that out. Now, I'm not entirely sure if I can remember correctly what Poppy had to say about Song 2 and the importance of it, whether it's the best or indeed the most important. And we did have a little bit of a conversation in relation to track listing and how important that is to Poppy as an artist. So let's have a listen. This week's Song 2 is all about Poppy. Check it out. Cheers. This is a curse. I want to be buried in. Leave the rings. I might need them. I'm only water. Take a sip.
This is my... Hi, I'm Poppy, and you are listening to Today Radio.
And the final thing, it should only take a couple of minutes if you still have the time for me.
Sure.
I run a podcast called Song 2, and in that podcast, I argue that the second song on an album is the album's best or most important. We're asking musicians to let us know what their thoughts are on that theory, and indeed to have a look at how they put their albums together in terms of track listing. So, Poppy, is the second song on an album the album's best or most important? And if not, why not?
What's the second song on my last album?
Knock Off.
I don't know. Okay. I'd say in terms of that, Knock Off was a pretty significant song to the album and the album cycle, and that's one of my favorite music videos. I don't know if I can say a broad sweeping statement across the board, but I suppose it's true for my last release. I don't want no, want no knock off. Want that
real shit. Real authentic. I don't want no. On Flux, it was Lessen the Damage.
Yeah, that is a very empowering song as well. I'd say it was a important song to the album, but I don't know if it was the most important.
Well, on I Disagree, it was a title track, I Disagree.
That one is the most important.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
I'm onto a winning thing here. Okay then, so on Music to Scream 2, it was Scream, but with two M's.
Yeah, that was pretty significant.
Could you tell me though about your track listing process? How much importance do you place on the structure of your album? Again, we're in a different world where we absorb music differently these days. A lot of it comes through the algorithm, a lot of it is pumped through the systems rather than us maybe choosing it organically. Do you build your album for the listener, or do you build the album for the story that you want to tell?
For the story that I want to tell, it's more about the overall adventure for me. And it's important to be proud of the work as a piece in its entirety, as opposed to something that would just be consumed on a whim. I want somebody to be immersed in the entire world and not just a fragment of it. And I feel like there's a deeper understanding to what I do when somebody decides to take the time and get into the center of it, as opposed to consuming it at a surface level. I don't want no, don't want no.